For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team, senior goaltender Mackenzie Brook out of Barrie, Ontario. And you've been all over the place. First of all, tell us how you ended up at Bemidji State.
Not a very long story. I was at a Division III school out east and kind of just wasn't fitting in with the city and the atmosphere. And I had already applied to Bemidji, and you didn't have to reapply to transfer. So green lights all across, transferred out here. And I was lucky enough that coach gave me an opportunity to try out and walk onto the team. And here I am.
Okay, so you were in your junior year, 2014-15. Your supposed senior year was 2015-16, but you had one more year of eligibility. You stuck it out. Obviously, this senior year, you're backing up an All-American goaltender in Brittany Mowat. That shows a lot of character and patience. For you, why did you stick around?
Britt's great. It hasn't been a pain or a hassle at all. It's been a really fun time. Love the girls, love the team. For me, I wasn't too sure what I wanted to do with school and everything after that. So with an extra year of eligibility, I was able to stick around and start working on my master's, and it just kind of lined up perfectly from there.
What is your undergrad and what is your master's?
My undergrad is business with finance and sport management, and I'm getting my MBA right now.
Wow, that's very ambitious and smart. A lot of Division I athletes go to college to play their sport. You have been an academic All-WCHA member and a WCHA scholar athlete. How hard is it to balance hockey and school?
I wouldn't say it's too hard. School's first, hockey second. You just have to manage your time and put your all into both.
Okay, before we started talking, I asked you about Barrie, Ontario, but your family relocated to the States. When and how did that happen?
Probably about 10 years ago, my family got relocated down to Atlanta, Georgia. My dad works for Honda, so we just kind of took the move down to help him open up a new plant, and we've been there ever since.
Wow. Okay, so do you have dual citizenship, or are you Canadian?
I'm full Canadian. I just actually became eligible in August for dual, so we'll see if that works out. But as of now, just Canadian.
Okay, you did get some playing minutes your second year here at Bemidji State, playing against the Wisconsin Badgers. They're a tough team, but you only allowed 2 goals. That's impressive against that Badger squad.
Yeah, it's all a blur, to be honest. It was some of the hardest hockey I've ever played, and to be thrown in like that, I was just happy to be out there and be with the girls and get a chance to play.
Okay, there are 6 of you seniors this year. First of all, you mentioned Brittany Mowat. What is she like off the ice?
She's a great person, one of the nicest, most humble people I've ever met. Not afraid to give back to others and to put others first.
And of course, you having to back her up in practice and such on the ice, is she a competitor?
Yeah, she loves to compete. She's never a cutthroat competitor, but you can always tell deep down she's fighting for every puck.
Then there's Lauren Miller. When she's on, she is on, isn't she?
Yeah, she's great. I love Lauren. She's always there to give us the extra boost if we need it and just got us to the win.
What is she like as a person?
Again, she's great. She's super nice. I can say that about most of our teammates. They're all unbelievably nice and selfless.
Who of the 6 of you is probably the jokester?
Wow. I think it kind of goes back and forth depending on the day. Everyone has their serious days and everyone has their days and they can let loose a little bit. I think we share that pretty equally.
Madison Hutchinson is your team captain. She leads by example. She also can be kind of motherly, can't she?
Yep. We call her Mama Hutch for a reason.
Of your years here at Bemidji State, what are you going to remember the most?
Definitely my memories with the girls. It's been an unbelievable 3 years, and just the opportunities I've gotten here and the experiences we shared is second to none.
You don't know where you're going to be playing in the playoffs, but the good news is you're not playing Wisconsin. You could be in Minneapolis, you could be at North Dakota, or Duluth. At this point, do you have a favorite or a team that you would rather play?
I think at this point, we're really just focusing on us and getting the points to put us in a good position come Sunday, and we'll see where it all plays out.
Guys beat Mankato 6-1. Finally get a win on a Friday. It's been months. How good did it feel for your team to get that?
Felt pretty good. It's kind of been a little elephant on our backs lately, but to get that out of the way and hopefully push for a sweep tomorrow would be great.
Is senior night going to be kind of bittersweet for you?
No, all good memories. It'll be sad to see hockey go, but hockey's not over quite yet, so hopefully no tears tomorrow.
There's always the playoffs, right?
Always playoffs.
Mackenzie Brook, thanks so much for your time. Again, you show a lot of character. by not getting a lot of playing time, but having to be part of this team. And it's definitely a Beaver hockey family, isn't it?
For sure. Thanks, Kelly.
Good luck after college, and good luck the rest of the way this year.
Thank you.